We're ready to begin. We had a little bit of technical difficulties with our recording system, and we now have that fixed. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It's approximately 9:09 a.m. on Thursday, August 23rd, 2018. This meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are Jonna Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirro, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, and Scott W. Smith, Interim Executive Director. First item on the agenda is public comment for individuals or groups seeking to address the Tax Commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not relating to pending or immediately imminent appeals to the Tax Commission. Anyone wishing to address during the public comment period? I see none. Go on to the next item on the agenda. Consider approving special commission minutes of our meeting on August 14, 2018, and I recognize Commissioner Pirro.
Thank you. I move to approve special commission meeting minutes of August 14, 2018.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion? Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Will it pass unanimously? The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consider publication revisions. We have two that we're considering today. One is Publication 68, Pass-Through Entity Withholding. The second one is Publication 54, Sales Tax Information for Public Utilities. Is there anyone who has public comment on these publication revisions? Seeing none, this is not an action item. This is an information item only, and those publications will move forward. Next item is commissioners' reports. Chairman doesn't have anything specific, and does any of the commissioners?
I do not.
Nope.
Move to the next item on the agenda, interim executive director's report. And we'll now recognize Scott Smith as our new interim executive director. This is your time.
Okay. I had an opportunity to go to a couple national meetings this past month. The first one was the FTA Technology Conference, and it was really heavy on insider threat and security of employees. And so we're doing a few things to make sure that our employees are only accessing the information on an as-needed basis, as well as Barry Conover, our previous executive director, moved our physical security person in with our computer technology security person. So we're hoping that having them under the same umbrella that we can enhance our physical security here, as well as we're moving forward with putting the magnetometer in to secure for the appeals. So that we should have that by the end of the month. The second meeting I was able to go to was a meeting that was held by Fast Enterprises, our provider for our computer systems, and they did a demo of IRP, and we're going to move our IRP system from the tax side over to the motor vehicle side, and this will really enhance our customer service. Right now, they have to put the information in. Our customers have to put the information in both the tax system as well as the motor vehicle system, and this will enable them just to. They'll just have to put the information in once. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Thank you. Yesterday, the executive director provided me a copy of our security site plan for this facility, and I note that we will probably need to amend that security site plan once we get the magnetometer in place and define the post requirements for that post for that individual from the security system, from the security company, that'll be using that post. So we'll probably need to look at some amendments to that security site plan.
Yes.
Anything else from the executive director, any interim executive director?
No.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is a consideration of a settlement offer that has been made in the Royal Street versus Utah State Tax Commission. It's in the Utah 3rd Judicial District Court. It's case number 180904652. And it is a matter that will require us to go into closed session to discuss it with our legal counsel. So I recognize Commissioner Cragen.
Thank you. I'd move that the Tax Commission meet in closed session here in this in the hearing room, and that we return to open session to take action.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion?
I needed to mention that we're going into closed session for to discuss pending litigation.
Thank you. To the motion. See no debate. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes. We're in closed session. Those that can stay are ones that have input on this particular settlement offer in this particular litigation.
I need to stop the recording and then start it again.
And I will go ahead and stop the recording and restart it for the closed session.